we present All Gas and Gaiters. Episode 5, The Bishop Sees a Ghost. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron, with this week's special guest, Joan Sanderson, as Mrs. Pew Critchley. As the bishop's taxi drives through the main gateway of the cathedral close, it draws to a halt.
What's up, Mr. Scamp? Why have you stopped? It's all these people. They're in the way. Well, what are they doing? They seem to be going into the old refectory hall. Look, there's a notice. Residence meetings. Oh. Well, drive on. Yes, your lordship. Here you are.
Thank you, Mr. Scam.
Right. Good night, my lord.
Maybe wait, Mr. Scam, your money.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Good night.
No, just a minute. Don't rush off. I shall need you tomorrow to take me to a dinner and bring me back afterwards.
Oh.
Well, is that all right?
What time afterwards?
About 11:30.
Oh, sorry, my lord. I'd like to, but I'm not coming in the close at that time of night. Mrs. Scam wouldn't like it. She's heard about there being a ghost here.
Oh, really, Mr. Scamp?
It's all right for you, my lord. You're in the business, as it were. But my old ticker's a bit dodgy, see? If I saw anything like that, it might do for me. Yeah, it's getting dark. I'm awful.
Oh, really, foolish, superstitious man. Newt! Newt!
Oh, dear, what a day.
Oh, dear me, are you very tired, my lord?
Tired? Newt, I'm exhausted. The train was late again, and this shoe is agony.
Well, come through into the study. I've made the fire up.
Ah, thank you, Newt. Oh, well, that's better. Now, let's see what's wrong with this shoe.
Would you like me to undo your gaiter, my lord?
It's all right, Newt. I can manage. Well, you know, I sometimes wonder if it's all worth it. Rushing from committee to committee, leaving one early, arriving late at the next administration. And what's at the end of it, I ask myself.
A glass of sherry, my lord?
Thank you, Newt. No, I didn't know there was a meeting of residents tonight, Newt.
Well, it's an emergency meeting, my lord, about the ghost.
Oh, not more hysteria.
Mrs. Pew Critchley has organized it.
The dean's wife? What's it got to do with her? Hello. That's the trouble. Got a hole in my sock.
I'm afraid Mrs. Pew Critchley has seen it.
Mrs. Pew Critchley? She can't have. When?
Well, last night, my lord.
But they were clean on this morning.
Only, my lord, the ghost. She's seen the ghost.
Oh, is that all? I thought for a moment.
Well, that makes 8 people who've seen it this week. 9, if you count the wing commander. I don't, of course.
Why not?
Well, he'd been on one of his trips to London, my lord.
Oh, had he?
Everyone feels it's getting out of hand.
Ah, but surely he doesn't do it often. I mean, most of the time he's very respectable.
No, my lord. No, the ghost. Everyone feels the ghost is getting out of hand.
Loot. Once and for all, there is no ghost.
But, my lord...
On these occasions, there is always a natural explanation.
Don't you really think so?
Certainly.
But it says here in this old book that I've been reading that the ghost of an old crusader once haunted this cathedral.
Loot, if I cannot prevent a wave of hysteria sweeping the cathedral close, I can at least prevent it breaking over my chaplain. Once and for all, I will not pander to these primitive superstitions. Don't put that shoe on the table. It's bad luck.
May I come in?
Oh, of course, Henry, dear old friend. Come in and sit down. What have you been up to?
I've made a visitation to East Rackford.
East Rackford?
Yes, it's near Ringmold.
The incumbent is the Reverend Norman Thrupp, my lord.
Reverend Norman Thrupp?
The church is in the middle of the village, opposite the Hare and Billet.
Yes, the chancel is perpendicular and has a medieval squint.
Oh, yes, of course. And so has the Reverend Norman Thrupp. Well, what did you find?
He's got a straight goose.
Yes, I always feared as much. It's getting very difficult to find the right type of man.
On his south transept.
Oh.
And both his gutters are blocked. Altogether, he's a most interesting man.
He sounds it.
I thoroughly enjoyed my lunch with him, especially when I discovered he's keen on spirits.
Yes, I can imagine that, Henry.
He's made a study of them.
Oh, has he? Well, hardly a suitable pursuit for a clergyman.
Confidentially, I told him you were having a bit of a problem in that direction.
Henry!
He offered to help you in any way he could.
I do not need help.
But there have been so many witnesses, my lord. I mean, every night this week.
Every night? Nonsense. I haven't touched a whiskey for days.
No, Bishop. No, Bishop. Not spirits, you know, as in booze. Spirits as in spirits.
Oh, really, Henry, this is too much. First Newton, then you can talk nothing but ghosts. Once and for all, I do not believe in ghosts, and I will not have shades or apparitions discussed in my presence. Now, please, Henry, may we change the subject?
Oh, of course, Bishop. Point taken. I say...
Yes, Henry?
Did you know you've got a hole in your sock?
Oh.
I'll go and get your slippers, my lord.
Oh, you better have a sherry, Henry.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. I'll just pour it out.
The Dean and Mrs. Pugh Critchley, my lord.
Oh, on second thought, sir, perhaps not.
Don't trouble yourself, Newt. I'll go straight in. Good evening, my lord.
Oh, Dean, this is an unexpected pleasure.
I hope we're not disturbing you, my lord, but we have come on a matter of the utmost importance.
Indeed? What is that? Oh, good evening, Mrs. Pugh Critchley. How are you?
As well as can be expected, Bishop. Good evening, Archdeacon.
Ah, Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
Sit here, my love. You mustn't tire yourself. The doctor says it is essential my wife should rest in her condition.
Her condition? I didn't know.
It was a great shock, Archdeacon.
Oh, it must have been, but a happy one, I don't doubt.
A happy one?
May I be the first to congratulate you both.
Archdeacon, Mrs. Pugh Critchley saw the ghost last night.
Oh, sorry, Dean. Wishful thinking.
In the cloisters. Shall I tell them, my love?
Yes, tell them, love.
Well, Grace was coming home late last night after a meeting of her kneeler-making circle.
And as I took the shortcut through the cloisters, I suddenly felt ice cold, and I knew I was not alone. Then I saw it.
So, did it look like an ill crusader?
No, it did not. It was a figure in a black cloak. Oh, it was horrible.
Don't excite yourself, my love.
It sounds like a verger to me.
Then how, Bishop, do you account for the fact that it vanished through the wall?
Well, it's dark in the cloisters, my dear lady, and you're probably weary after a hard evening's labor stuffing kneelers. Nervous exhaustion, I don't doubt.
My wife is no silly chit of a girl.
Indeed, no.
My lord, a meeting of the Residents Association has unanimously decided that this situation cannot continue. I therefore ask your permission to have this unhappy spirit...
Exorcise? No. I deplore that sort of thing. The attendant publicity, the thinner Sunday papers would be round our ears. Besides, I would first want proof that there was something there to exorcise.
But there is. I've seen it.
Oh, I don't wish to be rude, madam, but I remain unconvinced. What you saw was, I'm sure, either a verger or a trick of the light.
Very well, my lord. Prove it.
What do you mean, prove it?
Well, it's all very well to say there's nothing there. That's easy in the well-lit comfort of the palace. Mm. It would be a different story were you to spend the night in those cloisters. It's
me? Spend the night in the cloisters?
Why don't you, my lord? If your theory is correct, you have nothing to fear. And I think, if I may say so, you owe it to the Residents Association.
Oh, what a good idea. Oh, do it, my lord. Then we shall rarely know if it's the old crusader or not.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Then you will give your permission for exorcism.
My dear Dean, you leave me no alternative.
I'm sure it's the best course, my lord.
I will spend tonight in the cloisters.
What?
Oh, I am glad.
You spend all night there, Bishop? Alone?
Not entirely alone, Henry. Newt will be with me.
I must say, my lord, I'm forced to admire your courage. Quite frankly, it is not a thing that I would care to do.
Oh, thank you. I'm merely a seeker after truth.
Most impressive. We will go and inform the residents. I only hope, my lord, we shall meet you in the morning.
Well, why shouldn't you? I mean, what
I only meant that I am catching the morning train, Newt. Come, Grace.
Yes, Lionel. Bishop, I wondered if I might say something to you as a woman.
Madam, I should be flattered.
Do you know you've got a hole in your sock?
It's a nice full moon, anyway. Oh, come on, Luke, don't dawdle.
Well, I'm sorry, my lord, but I'm rather loaded down with all these things.
Oh, do stop fussing, ma'am.
Well, my lord, couldn't you carry something?
My dear Newt, I'm carrying the lantern. Surely you don't expect me to carry anything else?
Well, no, my lord, I suppose not. Oh, aren't the cloisters simply lovely in the moonlight?
Not as lovely as my bed.
Methinks it was a harvest moon, a merry moon, a naughty moon, that shone upon the pieman and touched him with its luck.
And he wasn't the only one who was touched.
Well, it's all so beautiful, my lord. Oh, you know, we should do this more often.
What have you got on your hands?
Oh, my mittens, my lord.
Mittens? Oh, really? And what's that book?
This? Oh, it's Cathedrals and Their Ghosts, actually.
What on earth have you brought that for?
Well, I thought it would help to identify the ghost. You see, if it's the old crusader...
You know, Newt, once and for all, we are not going to see a ghost.
Oh, don't you think so? Oh, how very disappointing.
We shall probably see something.
What?
Oh, owls, mice, bats, shadows, the same things that all the other people saw. Now, where are we going to sit? Where is this mythical ghost supposed to walk?
Well, my lord, as far as I can ascertain, the spectre comes through that door over there, in the far corner of the cloister.
You mean from the verger's changing room?
Yes, my lord. And then it walks down that side of the cloisters and comes along here, past where we are standing.
Oh, don't. Where does it go then?
Up there to the blank wall at the end.
Where the stone seat is?
Yes, my lord, yes.
What does it do then? Sit down.
No, my lord, no, it goes through the wall.
Oh, does it indeed? And what is behind the wall?
Well, the other side of the verger's changing room.
But hardly seems worth its while, does it? Obviously, we must take up our post on that seat.
Oh, but that's where the spectre...
Precisely, not. If it's going to walk through the wall, he can walk through us as well. That should prove something. I don't know what, but something. Come on. Ah, now, come along. Put all things down on the seat here.
Yes, my lord. Yes.
I'll just put the lantern here. Now, that is the food in that basket, isn't it?
Yes, my lord, it is frightfully heavy.
Well, we won't touch it till about 3 a.m. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, my lord, yes, wise. Yes.
Now, where is my briefcase? Ah, here it is. Ah, good. Do you know what I've got in here, Newt?
Ah, no, my lord.
Yes. The most effective ghost-detecting device yet thought of.
Oh, is it a vibration meter?
No.
One of those special thermometers that shows when the temperature suddenly drops?
No.
Oh, well, you haven't got an infrared telescope, have you, my lord?
No, Newt. I have got a 3-pound bag of self-raising flour.
Well, what's that for?
Footprints, Newt. Footprints. Have you ever heard of a ghost leaving footprints?
No, I don't think so, no. Well, I mean, they wouldn't, would they?
We sprinkle this over the ground he's supposed to walk on, and it'll tell us whether he's a real ghost or whether he has feet of clay.
Oh, isn't that clever? Isn't that frightfully clever?
Oh, come on. Here, take a handful.
Right here. Where we plow the fields on care.
That's hardly very suitable,
don't you? I'm so sorry, my lord. Yeah, well, for that, do.
Yes, come on, let's sit down. Oh, my word, it looks like Christmas morning.
It does, doesn't it?
Now, where are my rugs and bottles?
Here you are, my lord.
Thank you. Is that my other rug?
Well, actually, I was rather hoping...
Tuck it round my feet, will you, Lut?
Yes, my lord, yes.
What's the time?
11 o'clock.
4 hours before we can have anything to eat.
Yes, my lord, yes.
We mustn't weaken on that, Duke.
No, my lord, no, rather not.
No, we must remember Revelations.
Oh, you mean chapter 16?
Precisely, Newt. Blessed are they that watch.
That was the last sandwich, was it?
Yes, my lord. Yes.
Oh, pity. I enjoyed that picnic.
Oh, so did I, my lord.
And sitting out here like this, I feel we've earned it.
And so do I, my lord.
By the way, how long have we been here now?
Just over half an hour, my lord.
Well, we're getting on. I'll have some more coffee.
Well, I'm afraid there's none of that left either.
What do you mean? You've drunk it all.
Well, I'm most dreadfully sorry, my lord, but I suffer from a nervous thirst.
Oh, really, Newt? I only had one cup.
Well, you did have most of the sandwiches.
Now, don't try to be petty, Newt.
Well, I'm sorry, my lord, I'm sorry.
No. Well, I suppose all we can do now is to sit here and wait until morning.
I spy with my little eye.
Where?
No, it's just a game. You say the first letter, and the other person has to guess the object.
Newt, we are not here to play childish games.
Well, I'm so sorry, Lord. I thought it would pass the time.
Oh. Right, I'll begin. I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
T. Oh, now. T, 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 T. Oh, tympanum.
Tim who?
Tympanum, my lord. It's a space between the lintel of a doorway and the arch over it over there, do you see?
Rob.
Oh, dear. Let me see now. Oh, tracery? Yes, tracery. That perpendicular tracery there.
Wrong. Give up.
No, not yet, my lord. No. Transom. With the transom of that window.
Rob. Now you give up.
Well, I'm afraid so, my lord. Yes, it's too difficult for me.
Time.
What, my lord?
Time.
Time where? Oh, in that corner over there. No, I don't think it is, my lord. No, I think it's just chickweed.
Don't! The time! 11 o'clock, midnight, 4:30.
But that's not an object. It's supposed to be an object.
Oh, really? Well, it's a very trivial game anyway. What are you doing?
Reading, my lord.
You can't read in this light.
Oh, yes, I can, my lord.
I say you can't.
Well,
I certainly can't.
Sure you that I can, my lord. I promise I can. Mm. Listen. The apparition said to haunt the cathedral at St. Ogg's is the spectre of an ancient crusader. This eldritch ghoul, in his helmet and cloak, stalks the cloisters at night, striking fear into the hearts of all those unlucky enough to behold him. The first warning of his approach is said to be the noise of his great sword dragging over the echoing stones. There you are. See, I can read perfectly.
Listen.
What, my lord?
Don't you hear it?
Hear what?
That noise.
What is it, my lord?
Well, what does it sound like to you?
Well, it sounds.
Yes.
Like a great sword dragging over the echoing stones. Oh, look.
Where?
On the other side, the cloister, my lord. He's turning the corner. He's coming towards us. It's the figure in the helmet with the cloak. Oh, it's the old crusader.
What? No.
Where? There, my lord, over there. There, my lord.
Oh, nonsense, Newt. It's the archdeacon.
The archdeacon?
Yes, don't let him walk over that flower.
Well, how can I stop him?
Well, shout to him quickly.
Oh, right. Get back. Don't come any farther, archdeacon.
Stop, Henry.
Well, it's all right. I'm not a ghost. I say, what's all this mess on the ground?
Oh, Henry, what have you done?
You've ruined the most effective ghost-detecting device yet thought of.
What's that?
Flower, Henry, flower.
Yes, for footprints, Archdeacon. I mean, have you ever heard of a ghost leaving footprints?
Oh, do shut up, Newt.
That's not the most effective device.
Oh, what is then?
What I've got here.
What's that?
Well, a reel of black cotton.
Oh?
Yeah, you tie it across the ghost's path, and if he breaks it, he's no ghost.
Of course. Splendid. Here, Newt, get on with it.
Right here, my lord.
Now, come and sit down here.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Tell me, why are you wearing a balaclava helmet and carrying a stirrup pump?
Well, Bishop, it's a hangover from my fire-watching days.
Your fire-watching days?
Yes, I wore this old balaclava and carried this stirrup pump round the cathedral night after night during the war.
Carried it round? But what was the good of that?
Well, I never discovered. The trouble was Prebendary Potter. He was issued with a bucket. And as we were on duty alternate nights...
Oh, But, I mean, why have you brought it tonight?
Oh, well, I thought it might come in handy.
Is there any food left?
No, I'm afraid not. And Newt's drank all the coffee.
Never mind, Bishop. I brought you the evening paper and a little something.
Oh, you have. Oh, dear old Henry. You can always be relied upon. We can use the cups as glasses.
Here we are.
What's that?
A bag of mixed nuts.
Oh, really, is it?
Yes.
Well, I've done it, my lord. I'm afraid I've used up all your cotton, Archdeacon.
Never mind, Newt, never mind. Bishop.
Yes, Henry?
Shouldn't we extinguish the lantern?
Whatever for?
Well, won't it put him off, our spiritual visitor?
Well, we hadn't thought of that, had we, my lord?
I can't sit here in the dark. I mean, Newt gets so nervous.
There's quite a bright moon.
Very well. Turn it out, Newt.
Down, my lord?
Out.
Yes, my lord.
It's noticeably darker.
What's that?
What?
That's rustling.
Well, I can't hear anything. Can you, Henry?
What's that, Bishop?
Can you hear a noise?
No.
It stopped.
Oh, well, you must have imagined it. Don't you think so, Henry?
Definitely. Would you like a peanut, Newt?
No, thank you, Archdeacon.
Bishop?
No, thank you, Henry.
Who is this again?
Oh, probably it's a mouse.
A mouse?
Newt, why are you standing up on that seat?
Mice, my lord. I'm not very fond of mice.
I'm a really Newt. There aren't any mice.
Are you sure, my lord?
Of course I am. I realize what the noise was. It was Henry rustling his bag of mixed nuts.
Oh, sorry, Bishop.
I should think so too, Henry. Now, come on, Luke, get down.
Yes, of course. Yes.
If you're as nervous as that, you'd better come and sit in the middle.
Yes. Come on, old chap.
Right. Now, we must all keep very quiet, because it's very nearly midnight.
'Tis now the very witching hour of night, when graveyards yawn and hell itself...
Precisely, Henry. So let's keep quiet.
Sorry, my lord.
Quiet, Henry. Newt. What did you say?
I'm sorry, my lord. I wish I hadn't drunk all that coffee.
Serves you right. Greed, Newt. Greed. I told you before.
Yes, my lord. Yes. My lord?
What is it now?
I'm afraid I'm going to disappear.
What?
I mean, it's the coffee.
Oh, really? Well, hurry up.
Yes, my lord, yes.
Stop! What? The cotton.
Oh, yes, my word, you mustn't break the cotton. We haven't got any more. You just have to wait till the morning.
But I can't.
Oh, really? Well, you just have to crawl underneath it.
I can't see where I put it now.
Then you'll have to crawl the whole length of the cloisters on your stomach. On thy belly shalt thou go. Eh, Henry?
Yes, Genesis 3:14.
Oh, dear, well, I suppose I can't. Well, goodbye.
What's the matter now, Newt? Why have you come back?
Well, it's no good, I can't go.
Why ever not?
Well, the moon, look, it's just gone behind the cloud, and everything's so frightfully dark.
Well, you better just sit down again, Newt.
Yes, I'd better. No, I can't. No, I must go. What can I do?
Would you like me to go with you?
Oh, Archdeacon, would you?
Oh, yes. Oh, you'll be all right. Won't you, Bishop?
Me?
Yes. I mean, you won't be frightened, will you?
Oh.
Even though you're alone and it's midnight and, there's no moon.
Well, Henry.
Splendid. Come on, Newt. Where's this cotton?
Well, I'm coming, Archdeacon. We'll be back as soon as we can, my lord. My word, these stones are awful hard on the knees, aren't they?
Midnight. Oh, dear me. I'm very fortunate there are no such things as ghosts. All the same, from ghoulies and ghosties and long-legged beasties and things that go bump in the night, good Lord, deliver us. Oh.
A haunting we will go, a haunting we will go. Ooh. Oh, well, that's enough haunting for one night. Oh, it's lonely work being a ghost. 5 o'clock. Dear me, late again. This won't do. That's the second time this century. Hello, what's this, Rowton House?
No, I'm not asleep. I just closed my eyes for a moment. Verger.
Good morning, Your Lordship.
Morning? What's the time?
It's just struck 5, I'm afraid.
Has it, by Jove? Newt! Henry! Come along, wake up.
What's the time?
Just 5 o'clock.
Seen anything, Bishop?
No, nothing.
But you were supposed to finish your tour of duty at 3, my lord. Why didn't you wake me?
Yes. Well, you see, you look so comfortable. I didn't like to.
Oh, sorry, Bishop. My word, it's cold. Oh, who's that?
A verger, of course. What's he look like?
Good morning, verger.
Good morning, Mr. Archdeacon.
I don't think I've seen you before here, have I? Are you new?
New? Me? I've been around here for years.
Permanently on nights, eh?
I say, please can we go home? I'm so cold.
Yes, absolutely. Please, aren't you cold, Thatcher?
No, Your Lordship, I don't feel the cold. My word, look at the time.
Oh, yes, we must go. Come on, Newt, pick up those things.
Well, I can't, my hands are numb.
Oh, really? Why didn't you bring some gloves?
Well, I did, my lord. I brought my little mittens and you took them. You said you'd get chilblains, so you had to have them.
That was when you took my ballot to Arthur.
Oh, yes, well, we don't want to go into that. Now, would you mind picking them up, Thatcher?
Me? Oh, certainly, Your Lordship.
I expect you were surprised to see us here.
Well, now you mention it.
I've been conducting a little experiment.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's everything. Here you are.
Thank you.
You are going now, aren't you?
Yes, all right. Yes, come along, Henry. A hot bath calls.
My word, yes.
Thank you, Verger. Good morning.
Good morning, Your Lordship.
Oh, just a moment.
What is it, my lord? Have you seen the ghost?
Yes, Newt, I believe I have. Verger.
Yes, Your Lordship.
You say you've been on night duty here for some years.
That's right, Your Lordship.
Well. Gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to none other than the ghost of St. Ogg's.
How do you do?
Oh, my lord, do you mean...
No, Newt, really. I mean that this verger in his black cloak is the person everybody's been seeing. Do you know that you have been terrorizing the close?
No, have I really?
Really must be more careful in the future.
Yes, all right, I will be, thank you. Now, I must be on my way. It's getting a bit late, so if you'll excuse me.
Verger!
Yes, Your Lordship.
Don't go walking through too many walls, will you?
Of course not. I only walk through this one.
Did you hear that, Henry? The verger's got a sense of humor.
He certainly has, Bishop.
Oh, hasn't he, my lord?
Yes, come on, we'd better go.
Well, what's funny about that? Well, time to go, time to disappear.
Well, it's nice to be out of those drafty cloisters.
Oh, it certainly is, my lord.
And we have proved what I've always known.
What's that, Bishop?
There are definitely no such things as ghosts.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, the Reverend Newt, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson, the Ghost, Gerald Cross, Scam, Ronald Forfar. The Bishop Sees a Ghost was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by David Hatch.